didn't actually ask Richard Fitzwilliams to comment on Hip Kitty with Smile Pretty, because it, of course, as we found out yesterday, was indeed inspired by Hunger Games Mockingjay.
Journalist, TV producer, novelist and 21st century Newcastle man, it's Ian Lennox.
Hello, Ian.
How do you do?
Very good. So here we are then, battling through another glorious Thursday morning as it's 8:41 and 24 seconds. There we are, precise little time check there. Of course, now it's 27 seconds, and that's what time does. Just scoots away from us. Jessica is with us in the studio. Emma, well, she's probably in the arms of Morpheus.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's a sleep illusion, all right? She's massively overslept. I know you might, but there are folk who might sort of think, what, where? I thought she was Batman or Harley Quinn in various other bits and pieces. No, Morpheus, different setup there. But if you are listening, Emma, good morning. Moving on, though, what have you been filling your week with so far, Ian Lennox?
Well, I've been working up bits on the house, so preparing for six lodgers to arrive on Saturday.
Six lodgers. You see, Jessica, who just said, I mean, last time we had five co-presenters on the midweek dive, so there's good energy when the sort of people buzzing from that point of view. You know,
it was
six,
really good.
Yes, yeah. Putting that level up even further. Mm. Are these theatrical types then, Mr. Lennox?
Yes, they are. They always are, yes.
Never have lodgers who isn't a theatrical type. Very important. We need to find out clearly, though, Jessica, have we moved any further on with Gentlemen and Players?
Yes.
Oh,
actually.
No.
I've got past chapter 10.
Good Lord.
You thought that we were sort of entering a whole new world with respect to students not reading books and texts. No.
I think it was when I burst into tears the last time that she inspired her to write, read some more.
And does it continue to improve, Jessica?
Yes, it shall.
It's marvellous. And did you manage to track down your mother's views of The 60s Man?
I asked her. I actually said, we expect a full report.
We do.
And she says, well, I'll try my best. I've got, like
so
an assessment and all sorts
precious.
Of things coming up. So I'll see if I've got any time. And I was hopefully, fingers crossed.
We can extend it. I mean, after all, it's sort of part and parcel of the rich worlds that we actually have. Whom did we feature yesterday who was particularly sort of impressive with making her debut on the whole programme, Jessica?
Trina Jones?
Yeah, she was good in the studio. I'm thinking of our musical soul here, which technically we should have seen on board.
I'm so sorry for
this. This is what you call the fickle nature of fame. Last night, you know, everybody's just raving about this singer-songwriter. She made her broadcasting debut on the show. She was asked to actually take part in the whole thing last week. In fact, your good self, Ian, actually raised the sort of quality and said, I thought Hannah Bethel was really wonderful in her own way. A morning late, the morning after the night before, no one can remember her name. Don't worry, Hannah.
The shame, the shame.
Yes. We will keep the Bethel flame flying, because that's what we intend to do on that sort of basis.
Can I just mention on this theme, as the daughter of a friend of mine, who's...
Emmy Williams. We haven't forgotten Emmy, but she's never responded to any of our requests to actually take part in the whole thing. Neither has your colleague whose details you gave us sent in.
I haven't seen Gareth for... That's her father. Yeah. I haven't seen him for three or four months since I went to Canada, actually. Well, I'm a reminder. I think she's starting to break through, actually. She's headlining stuff now.
Yeah, well, you see, this is the point. We left several messages with Gareth on voicemail. No response whatsoever. We figured,
I don't know. I mean, that will not... it's not like Gareth's art, so anyway, I'll get in touch with him.
It could well be, of course, that I was dialing the wrong number. It has occasionally been known. Although it did seem to be, but anyway, what the hey? So, it would,
yeah.
But I have actually liked Emmy Williams' Facebook page, and proceeded and gone through that whole process. So
I only met her very briefly, she and her parents and her father, her parents came into boom, and she was a very quiet, pleasant girl. But she writes her old songs as well. It's when you said singer-songwriter a few minutes ago, it reminded me of it. And she's exceptionally talented. I mean, she really is.
We should perhaps look to do a double up with Hannah Bethel and Emmy Williams. You know, you're fantastic.
A sing duel.
A sing-off, as we refer. You know, not so much a sort of face-off, a sing-off.
Your songs.
So would you like Tumbleweed or The Way Back Home? It's entirely up to yourself, Ian. You've got a choice of Hannah Bethel's line. Last week, of course, we heard Refrigerator. You lined enjoyed that. Would you like Tumbleweed or The Way Back Home?
Can I have Tumbleweed this week, please?
Yes, I thought, you know, Tumbleweed is a good... Way Back Home is super as well, actually.
Is it? Well, I'll have that.
No. Jessica, you make the decision.
We'll go for Tumbleweed.
You've heard them both. You're going to go for this one?
Yeah.
If it said both, Jessica, I've got to finish my breakfast off.
You got 3 minutes, 15 seconds.
Cunning plan this end.
Ian, if you'd like to tell your toes to prepare to start tapping.
Right.
Darling, there you are, rolling in again, warming up my morning like a long lost friend.
Slapping those thighs as well, Ian Lennox.
Oh, slapping on the table.
So what did you make of Hannah Bethel's little incarnation there of Tumbleweed?
I liked it. I thought Richard was going to one of those songs where she went into full volume, and yeah. She was remarkably restrained, I thought, and the better for it.
Yep. Way Back Home you'll like as well from that point of view. We were just chatting, actually, Jessica and myself. Not that we weren't enjoying Hannah Bethel's music, because obviously we're sitting in total silence.
Just,
of course, you play again and download it and all the sorts of other bits and pieces. But we were talking about, you know, signs that Christmas is arriving, and obviously one of those signs is that fizzy drink manufacturing company that effectively likes to claim Christmas, and indeed are going to be making a presence felt with their big truck coming, I believe, to Lincoln City in the not-too-distant future. Of course, today, Jessica, is the day when the Christmas lights are switched on.
I know, I'm very excited for that.
Yeah.
Can I just mention something? In the castle, we've got a giant store. Every year, they've got the edifice of the building goes, stretches up in the summer through to the main shopping.
Is that Fenix, Ian? Is that
Fenix? Yes, they put this theme thing of all these... they go to a company in Germany, apparently, who build up all these automated...
automata.
Figures.
Exactly.
And they put over about 50 yards, act out this sort of Christmas pageant of some sort. And there was one year, about 15, 20 years ago, I think it must have been now, I got a cameraman to actually go behind the scenery and film people watching it. And, you know, it was the most moving thing I've ever seen at Christmas, because there was this... all these little kids, their faces were actually open in wonder, and all the parents had this lovely feeling of love for the kids. You could see it, every single one, you know? Yeah. And it was one of the most natural and most moving things I've ever filmed. It's remained with me for years and years.
And how many of those children actually improved their life by taking that fizzy drink and actually sort of, you know, rotting their insides? Very few, I think. But anyway, that's by the by. Sorry, my bias coming across there. You asked me the question, Jessica. Was I completely against the whole thing? No, I must have partaken of the dreadful sort of concoction occasionally, but it should be very occasionally because it's not good for you. That's all I say. Not good for you. We haven't mentioned any brand names. Obviously, lots of things are available, but you know what we're talking about, really. A good line. Ian, moving on. Mind you, the other thing is about British tea, because actually the tannic acid that's used in British tea is actually used in the American leather industry. That can't be good for you. Still.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. That's why we
don't
have so
that.
Many...
I drink tea all the time.
We have so many arthritic problems on joints because the tannic acid is so strong in British tea. Go herbal, Jessica.
Take these fruit herbal teas.
Much better, much healthier for you. It's important. You've been listening to the Midweek Drive Morning Edition Health Advice. Obviously, we would say if you have real health issues, contact a real physician, okay? That's important. Or a nutrition expert. I'm just sharing some...
Are you worried about lawyers here, Alex?
Always. You're always going to be ready for that sort of thing, yeah, as you well know within the broadcasting scenario.
Business, didn't you, yeah?
Yeah, precisely. It's, you know, yeah. What do you think?
Ring up a home for retired people, elderly people. Mm. And I don't know what it was about now. I didn't get a word in my mouth. So she said, we've employed some very good lawyers, you know.
Yeah.
So I've only got to get your address for a Christmas girlfriend.
Sharks. That's the whole thing. Sharks they are, you know.
Oh, well.
In fact, funny enough, you've raised a little issue there, and it's high time we had some more legal folk back on the station, so I shall be putting the word out, and we'll see some welcome returns of some of our legal souls as well. So, moving rapidly onwards from that point of view, it was thumbs up, obviously, for the Hannah Bethel number there. Coming up after the news, we've got Lucy Cruikshank. Now, Lucy is a Nuffield scholar from New Zealand, although whilst we expected to call her directly in New Zealand today, where it would now have been coming up to around about, I think, probably 9 p.m. in the evening. Are they 12 hours ahead of us?
I think so.
So it would be
winter. It might be 13 now.
Could be 13 hours. Yes, anyway, we're not. She's actually in Britain, which is fine. She's actually landed in the UK yesterday, so she'll be talking about what she's been doing. And I know this is going to grip you in, so even if you can't listen live via sirenonline.co.uk, you can, of course, access the podcast. It's a conference for the British Sheep Dairy Association. I'll say that again. A conference for the British Sheep Dairy Association.
That's sheep dairy.
Never let it be said. We don't push these boundaries of broadcasting just those few notches away. That's your challenge for not the next book, because obviously you're working on that in the archive, but the book after that, we want to see the sheep dairies appear.
Good Lord. The milk sheep?
They do, actually. Hence the reason you're... And the
That's where you get goat's milk, don't you?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And it's much healthier for you, apparently.
Sheep milk is?
Exactly, yeah. Because it's not lactose intolerant. It's full of all sorts of other species. We'll find out from Lucy Cruikshank in the second part of the programme. We've got, of course, award-winning Editor of the Year, William Sitwell, joining us at 9:20. And then Annette Andre is back with us. Annette, of course... She is Australian, but, you know. Yeah. Having said that, we may sort of be meeting up with her again in Birmingham on Saturday, because she's actually at the NEC Birmingham for the MCM Expo convention. And Annette Andre, of course, Ian, much beloved, because she was in not one, not two, five episodes of The Saint, one of which I gather you've seen, Jessica?
Yes, I've seen one. I can't remember which one it was.
Whatever. And, of course, the whole series of Randall and Hopkirk Deceased and a whole heap of other things. And, of course, is one of our regular North American correspondents. So great news there. But what are the last two questions we need to put to Ian Lennox, please? Jessica.
Have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us in Siren?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
And will we be hearing from you in the near future?
I certainly hope so.